Thursday, March 30th, and I'm speaking with
Cynthia.
All right, Cynthia, and can you tell me a little bit about the student walkouts that have been taking place here at Watsonville? What happened starting on Monday?
Well, everybody just started walking out of classrooms because, well, to stand up for your rights, you know?
To stand up for what rights?
For so that people won't, like, pass a law.
Can you tell me a little bit about the law that's being passed?
Well, it hasn't been passed yet, but it's about, like, they just want all the immigrants out of here, like, to leave, and they don't want them to work. But, like, that's pretty dumb, so.
You don't think that's fair?
No, it's not fair.
And so what happened on Monday? What time did people leave school?
Everybody started leaving, like, around 10:30. Everybody met up at Ramsey Park, and then from there, people just started walking. And then they met up with PV High, and then from there, everybody just got together and started protesting.
Was it pretty peaceful?
No, it wasn't that peaceful, but it was all the cops' fault. Ever since they got there, then everything got hectic, so it's just the cops.
What happened when the cops got there?
Well, everything just started getting violent. Like, people got, like, really anxious because they wouldn't let them do anything, like, protest, right? So then everybody just started getting all crazy. And
before the police got there, were people walking in the streets or on the sidewalk?
They were walking in both, but they were still obeying the laws. Like, people were walking on the streets and some were on the sidewalk and all, but it's because, like, the cops kept on, like, pushing everybody, so everybody was just, like, trying not to pay attention to them because they wanted to do, like, be heard. So
were people damaging property or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. Everything was, like, respecting everything. Like, we knew it wasn't our thing, so we just didn't do anything like that.
And so what kind of violence happened when the cops got there?
Well, just, like, fights between people. Just fights, and then the cops just started pushing the kids, and the kids just started getting all violent with the cops, too.
Were the cops hitting students?
Yeah, some of them were hitting the students, and that was so not cool. Yeah, some were just hitting students for no reason.
With their hands or with a baton or with what?
Baton. Some of them even got pepper sprayed.
Were students hit with the baton more than once or just kind of one time?
Well, I'm guessing more than once, but I didn't really see anything of that. So.
And so how long did the protest last?
The protest was probably like about 5 hours, 6 hours kind of, until they sent everybody home.
How did they do that?
They blocked a lot of people in by Callahan Park, and then from there just put them all in buses. They sent them to PV High, and they got their names, and they took their pictures, and then they just sent them home.
Which schools were students from that took part in this protest?
Mostly everybody was just from Watsonville High School and Pajaro Valley High School.
Do you think that's right, that the police told people that they had to get on buses?
No, that wasn't right. Everybody was already going home because they were listening to them, but then they just blocked everybody.
Why do you think they put them on buses if people were already going home?
I don't know, because I heard it was a setup, so I don't know.
Maybe because they wanted to get people's photographs and fingerprints.
They did. I think it's because of that.
And so despite Monday's big protest, I understand that the protest continued on Tuesday?
Yeah, it did, but it wasn't that violent like Monday's was.
What happened on Tuesday?
Well, same thing. Everybody just walked out, and we headed towards Pajaro Valley High School because I guess they wouldn't let them out. So we just walked over there, and then they blocked them in over there again.
What happened when students got to Pajaro and they realized that the students of Pajaro were not allowed out?
They couldn't do anything because they got blocked in over there by the cops. And everybody just started getting violent again, and everybody just headed towards the freeway.
So on Tuesday, students from Watsonville went to the freeway. What part of the freeway? What on-ramp or off-ramp?
I don't know. I don't even know what part it is.
Did you go?
No, I didn't go. I didn't get blocked in.
Do you know how many students went to the freeway?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
And you don't know what they did?
No, they just ran over there and they just jumped the fence to get away from the blocking, but not many got to do that. Probably like 20.
Were they stopping cars on the freeway, or were they holding signs? What were they doing?
Nah, they weren't doing anything. They just ran across the freeway to get to the other side of the field so they could jump the fence.
How long did the protest last on Tuesday?
Like, same, probably about 5 hours.
And is there anything else that you want to say, Cynthia?
Nah, there isn't.
All right, thanks for talking to me.